Okay, so you know that feeling you get like when the days start getting longer and there's that feeling of spring like right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
What's the second week of March? So that feeling is definitely real.
Absolutely.
And for those of us, you know, with a little bit of garden fever,
Yeah.
that means one thing.
It's go time.
It's go time.
Yeah.
It's time to start prepping. So
Yes.
buckle up, everybody, because in this deep dive, we're going to get our hands virtually dirty, of course.
Oh.
And we are going to be diving into a really cool gardening calendar.
All right.
It's from gardenadvice.co.uk
Okay.
to kind of map out our plan for early spring.
I like it.
And let me tell you, this calendar is packed with tips.
Yeah.
Whether you've got a massive vegetable garden, you
Right.
know, just a sunny windowsill for your houseplants.
Yeah.
Speaking of houseplants, remember that sad-looking fern I tried to revive last year? Let's just say I'm hoping this calendar can help me avoid another disaster.
Good luck.
So where do we even start?
Well, you know, spring cleaning isn't just for our houses. It's also a good time to give your houseplants a fresh start. So repotting them right now is like giving them a growth spurt.
So you're saying it's not just about aesthetics,
Right.
it's actually tied to their natural cycle.
Exactly. Spring is when all the plants wake up, you know, from their winter slumber. They start putting on new growth. So giving them some fresh soil, a little more room to spread out their roots now, sets them up for a healthy and productive season.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
So I see here this calendar recommends these John Innes soil-based composts.
Yes.
Now, full disclosure, I'm not really familiar with those.
Sure.
What's the deal with those?
Well, John Innes composts are a classic choice for gardeners in the UK. It's a blend of loam and peat and grit. So it gives the plants a really nice balance of nutrients and drainage. And they come in numbered types, like a number one, a number two, with slightly different compositions for different plant needs. Yeah.
I'm also seeing that the calendar suggests potting in terracotta
Yes.
and then putting those inside of more decorative pots.
Right.
Is that just a style thing or is there like a functional reason for that?
It's actually both. Terracotta is porous, you know, so that means it allows excess water to evaporate and that prevents soggy roots. But I mean, let's be honest, plain terracotta isn't always the most stylish.
Yeah, true.
So popping them into a, you know, nicer ceramic pot gives you that design element, but you still get that good drainage from the terracotta.
I love a good design hack.
Me too.
All right, well, let's move away from the indoor stuff.
Okay.
Let's talk about the real action,
All right.
the veggie garden.
Let's do it.
So it looks like the calendar is already telling us to start ordering our plant starts.
Yes, it does seem early,
It does.
but it's actually a really smart move. Getting a head start on those peppers and brassicas, things like cabbages and broccoli. And that means they'll have a lot more time to get established before that summer heat kicks in.
So you're giving them kind of like extra time to adjust to their new home?
Exactly.
Like how I need a week to unpack from vacation.
That's a good way to put it.
So the calendar even recommends a specific supplier?
Yeah, they do.
Gardenerskitchen.co.uk. Have you heard of them?
I have. Yeah, they have really good quality starts.
Okay, good to know.
But of course, you always want to, you know, do a little research and see which varieties actually thrive best in your particular area.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right, so this next tip is throwing me for a loop.
Okay.
It says to plant grapevines outside.
Yes.
But they're for a greenhouse, right?
Right, but this is where it gets interesting. So you plant the vine outside of the greenhouse, and then you train the branches to grow inside through an opening. Yeah. So I know it seems a little counterintuitive,
It does.
but what it does is it provides some nice shade for the greenhouse during the hottest months, and then you get this, you know, beautiful harvest of grapes in the autumn.
Wait, so it's like a two-for-one deal? You get
Exactly.
the shade and the fruit.
That's right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but just make sure when you plant those grapevines that you amend the soil with plenty of organic matter. They really love nutrients, you know, especially in those first couple of years.
So speaking of hungry plants, I see that we're also supposed to start melon seeds now.
You
Is
are.
that similar to like starting tomatoes indoors?
It is very similar. So you want to sow those melon seeds in small pots. Use a good seed starting mix and keep them in a warm, sunny spot. But here's a pro tip. Melons, they love humidity and they can get pretty big. So if you can train them on wires or nets, you know, not only are you going to save space, but it's also going to create that humid microclimate that they just love.
Okay, that's going on my list of things to try this year.
There you go.
Okay, well, before we get too far ahead of ourselves,
yeah,
and, you know, get too excited about planting,
mm-hmm,
the calendar has a not-so-fun reminder for us.
What's that?
We got to sharpen those tools.
Oh, yes.
I have to admit, I have been very guilty of putting that off.
I think we all have.
Until I tried pruning with dull secateurs, and it was a disaster.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Dull tools can really do some damage.
Yeah.
You know, they crush the plant stems, they tear them,
leaves
them open to all kinds of diseases.
Yeah.
So just a quick touch up with an oil stone can make a world of difference.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, if you're dealing with blades that are like really heavily nicked, you know, it might be worth taking those to a professional sharpener.
Okay.
Because they'll have the right tools, the expertise
right,
to get that perfect edge back.
Yeah, good to know. Good to know. Okay, I am intrigued by this next section.
Okay.
It's companion planting.
Yeah.
And it suggests that we plant calendula and marigolds near our veggies.
Yes.
Is there just a decorative thing or is there like a reason for that?
Oh, there's definitely a reason. Okay. Companion planting is all about using plants together in a strategic way so that they benefit each other.
Okay.
So calendula and marigolds, for example, they attract all those beneficial insects that prey on things like aphids, which are, you know, a common garden pest.
So it's like nature's pest control.
Exactly.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Now, the calendar also mentions nasturtiums as a sacrificial plant.
Right.
What does that even mean?
I know it sounds a little dramatic.
It does.
But all it means is that nasturtiums are so appealing to pests that they're going to choose those over your vegetables.
So they're kind of like a decoy.
Exactly. They're going to lure all the bad guys away from your prize plants.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I'm really starting to understand, like, why companion planting is such a fascinating thing.
Yeah, it's a whole little world.
It's like a whole ecosystem in your garden.
Yes, it is.
So let's talk about something a little less strategic.
Right.
And a little bit more hands-on.
Okay.
Pruning.
Right.
And it looks like it is time to tackle those hydrangeas.
Yes, it is. But you have to be gentle.
Okay.
The calendar says no more than 30% of the plant should be pruned.
Okay.
You don't want to stress it out.
Gotcha.
But here's a fun fact.
Okay.
Those pruned stems, you can actually use them.
For what?
As softwood cuttings.
Really?
To propagate brand new hydrangea plants.
Wait, so you're telling me I can double my hydrangeas?
Potentially, yes.
Just by pruning them correctly?
Exactly. Yeah. Sign me up.
So you just want to take those cuttings,
mm-hmm,
you put them in a moist potting mix,
mm-hmm,
you can even just put them in water.
All right.
And with a little bit of patience, they're going to develop roots.
Wow.
And they'll become brand new plants. That's so cool. Okay.
And, you know, while we're on the topic of dividing, now is also a good time to divide your perennials.
Oh, okay.
Things like yarrow.
All right. I've got a lot of yarrow that needs dividing, so I'll get on that.
There you go.
Okay. So on a less pleasant note, we need to talk about slugs. I don't know about you, but last year, all that rain that we had turned my garden into like slug city.
Oh, no.
It was awful.
I bet.
Yeah. The calendar suggests using nematodes as a natural control method.
They are a really good option.
Okay.
They're microscopic worms,
mm-hmm,
and they target the slugs.
Okay.
And they're a great alternative to, you know, those harsh chemicals.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, it might be a little bit too early to apply them at this point.
Okay.
But it's good to have them on hand.
Right.
Be prepared,
right,
you know, for when those slugs start coming out of the woodwork.
Right.
And consistent application every 6 weeks is key.
Okay.
To keep them at bay.
Yeah. So I'm going to stock up on nematodes.
Good idea.
Because slugs are public enemy number one in my garden.
I hear ya.
Especially after that time. They, well, let's just say it involved my prize-winning lettuce and a lot of slime trails.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was not pretty.
Not good.
All right, moving on to something a little more cheerful.
Okay.
Feeding our plants.
Yes.
So the calendar has a two-step approach here.
All right.
First step, use Grow More fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple weeks later, supplement with liquid tomato feed.
Yes.
So why the two-pronged attack?
Well, it's all about timing.
Okay.
And, you know, giving your plants the right nutrients at the right stage.
Okay.
So Glowmore has this nice balanced blend of nutrients that's really going to kickstart growth in the spring.
Okay.
And then as those plants start to flower and fruit, they need that extra boost of potassium.
Right.
That's where that tomato feed comes in.
Just like a carefully choreographed dance of nutrients.
It really is.
All right. So let's head outside. It's time to get our hands dirty with some direct sowing.
Let's do it.
According to the calendar, we're talking carrots and peas.
Those are some good choices.
They're classics.
Yeah, and here's a tip from a seasoned gardener.
Okay, I'm listening.
Make sure you mark your rows really clearly.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than accidentally digging up your freshly sown seeds.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Because you forgot where you put them.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I've done that more times than I care to admit.
We've all been there.
All right, last but not least.
Okay.
We've got shallots and onion sets to plant.
Yes.
But you know, those pigeons always seem to get to them first.
Ah, yes. Those feathered fiends.
They're the worst.
So the calendar recommends using netting
okay.
to protect those tasty bulbs from the birds.
Good idea.
And, you know, maybe some well-placed companion plants could help, too.
Yeah.
Something to deter those birds.
Worth a shot.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a whirlwind of information.
I know, right?
Spring gardening is off to a very busy start.
It is, but it's exciting.
It's very exciting.
There's nothing quite like watching your garden come to life in the spring.
I know.
So with a little bit of planning and, you know, all these tips from the calendar,
mm-hmm.
I think we're both ready to tackle this.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
With all this inspiration swirling around, what is the one thing you are most excited to try in your garden this year?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I know, right?
I think I'm going to give those grapevines a try.
Oh, nice.
Shaden grapes, sign me up.
I love it.
But I want to hear from you guys, too.
Yes.
What are your gardening goals this year? What experiments are you going to be doing?
Yeah.
Share all your plans, your triumphs, your disasters.
We want to hear it all.
We're in this together.
That's right.
So you can find us on social media.
Yeah.
Drop us a line on the website.
Mm.
Happy gardening, everybody.
Happy gardening.